Sébastien? Qui est cet homme?
Un saint.
C'est en français. Buenas tardes.
Good afternoon and welcome to the press conference of the film La Carrière Noire, The Black Book, which forms part of the official section of the 66th San Sebastian International Film Festival. And to talk to us about the film, we've got several members of the crew and cast, starting with the end. We've got Stanley Tanzmercher and Lou Delage, the Valeria Sarmiento, Pablo Branco, who's the producer, and we've got also the two actors, Vasco Varela de Silva and Thiago Varela de Silva. And I imagine the film, you thought there was only one boy, but the truth is there's two boys, and that's been, and they, this was portrayed by these two boys, these two actors. Before asking questions, as usual, I would like to know that given that we've got Valerio, the director, as well as Pablo, the producer, could you tell us why make a film La Carrière Noire? Because you're returning back to the universe of Camilo Castillo Branco, an author that you'd already dealt with, Pablo as a producer in the Mysteries of Lisboa, and Valeria, who was also in the editing, and it also competed here in the official section in San Sebastian. What was the idea of going back to that universe? After the Mysteries of Lisboa, Carlos Aboa, the scriptwriter of the Mysteries of Lisboa, wrote this script, which is called La Carrière Noire, for Raoul, the truth be said. And it was kept for many years, and all of a sudden, organizing, checking some papers out, and I found it, and all of a sudden, I was fascinated about the script and the story of this woman, and I went to talk to Pablo, or Paolo, better said, and I know that Paolo likes Castillo Branco, Camilo Castillo. He said, yes, let's do it, and that's the way it came about. Pablo, yes, of course. When Valeria gave me the script, and I completely forgotten it. It's Carlos as well, who had written this script, and he asked Raul, but I'm glad that Raul said this book is even better than the Mysteries of Lisbon. It was a novel which was almost more impressive, and I completely forgotten about it, and I think that Valeria had, that Carlos had written it. And obviously, it was still a bit incomplete that Carlos subsequently worked upon it subsequently, as I was saying. And it's true also that we started to make the film straight away because it has a beautiful Romanesque side to it, which I love. I like this Romanesque type films out of time, really. The people aren't, they're used to Romanesque type films, and for me, it continues to one of the films that I like very much, which is a film which is very risky because of the subject matter in Romanesque, is a film by Premier Forever Amber, for example, which, and that's what guided us, really. And here we are. Okay, thank you very much. Yes, we have a question here in the front row. Hi, I would like to ask the actors whether there's anything that was particularly difficult for two in portraying their roles in shooting of the film. When they grabbed my mouth, and all of a sudden we had to scream, it was very difficult to do these gestures to show that how we were a bit disturbed and it concerned her. Yes, that was very difficult because it disturbed him very much. I wasn't used to repeating the scenes. It was all good, and I met a lot of people. I had a good time. And it's not disturbing or bothersome to do all of this, all the contrary, really. Stanislas. Yes, the translation does work. It was an incredible place, Sintra, with natural exteriors and decoration, and that is to say, this is of fundamental importance, and I couldn't say nothing specifically that was difficult for me. Perhaps working with children, with boys, in this case, and to establish a relationship with them because they had never done a film before. For the boys to be able to enter into a film shoot, for them not to get bored, above all. And in the film shoot, everything flowed very well. It was a very fluid process. It was an excellent team of human beings, and there was continuity in the work, in the emotions that arose. When you let yourself go, the truth is it's quite easy. Well, could you, talking about this issue a bit more, it seems interesting to me the fact that the characters in the film belong, as Paolo said, that the world of romantic novels, basically, that has very little connection, shall we say, with the current of the world nowadays, or with them as contemporary people, whether it was complicated to get under the skin of those characters with that passion and those characters that are a bit far away from the people we are that are living nowadays. No. The most important thing, and Paolo and Valeria, we are a bit like them. We live in the same way. We're all very Romanesque. It's not easy. Sometimes it's not easy for us. And no costumes. We don't wear these period set costumes. At that stage of the game, perhaps now we hide ourselves, but we live in the same way, I believe. It depends on what you live through. Are there any other questions? Yes, one over here. As a production level, this genre, which is a bit unknown for the large audience, this was quite a risky thing to do. How did you manage the financing, and how was it to present and to pitch this project? I'm an old-fashioned producer, shall we say. When I like a project, I go ahead, where obviously things are a bit more different nowadays, because sometimes you've got to spend a lot, there are a lot of commission decisions made by committees and so on and so forth. And I don't, when we started the film, we didn't have a single cent of financing. This financing came later, where the film is now completely covered. I've had the support of Carlos Vedra, who's here with us, who's an associate producer, and we started with that. That's how we started the film. And the fact that it's been made, that the same thing we did with The Mysteries of Lisbon. We didn't know when we started how we were going to finish the film. This was a bit shorter, this film, so therefore it was less difficult. And of course, the film was all in interiors, and to a certain extent, this facilitated and made it easier to carry out the production work, because we shot in Portugal, because the 18th century, 19th century palaces, they are practically the same, at least in Portugal, because it was a great influence. The many Italian architects and French architects who worked in Portugal. It was very open. Many people traveled a lot, artists traveled a lot as well, where it was easy to find the interiors, and that Valeria and my sister, who was the art director, needed. So therefore, it's an aspect that I think that we've done the right work. I think that Valeria is very happy with what we've managed to achieve. Yes, I am. There's a question there. Hi. For Valeria Sarmiento, you're a director who has characterized herself very much because of feminist sort of issues. It's only the five directors in the film festival, women directors. It's a very feminist film, but very sexist and machist in others. Could you reflect upon this? What I thought was very interesting for me was to make a film upon the destiny and the fate of a woman, because when you make a film or you tell a story of a woman, sometimes it's more important than a feminist pamphlet or brochure. That is why we made the film. Well, that's why I made the film. Hi. I'd like to know what picture references that you had when making the film, for example, those interiors and scenes in interiors. Thanks to Shema Brown, a friend of mine who's a director of the Filmotech, he showed me films of Spanish Technicolor, old Technicolor back in the 1950s, I remember, which was created by a Catalonian person. And I thought it was great to work on the color with that Spanish Technicolor. And we did it that way. We're now with modern techniques, obviously, and with filters. But the idea was to create a feeling of irreality and of a telling a tale, which I thought was very interesting. Reality and a tale, better said. Yes, further questions here in the front row. Hi again. What about the costumes? How did you organize the costumes? Because I liked it very much, how you managed. Well, the costumes, Isabel Branco, we worked on the costumes with Isabel Branco. The idea was to force that feeling of unreality, we used blue. Technicolor in Spanish drove us toward that color, blue. And I think that the costumes were created specially for the film, especially Lou's at the beginning, and the others, as happens always, were looking for them in Spain and in Portugal. Yes, it seems that there are there any further questions? Yes, there's another question. Hi, Valeria, I'm interested. What are your challenges in cinema, knowing that you've got a great career? And also, personally, would like to know where you're going to shoot in Chile when you've found a production. I have a project to filming there at the beginning of next year in Chile. But it's still in the air, the project, so better not talk about it. Undoubtedly, the projects that I make in Chile are completely different. For example, I made the film Secretos, which is a black comedy about the current situation in Chile. When I go to Chile, obviously, I've got another vision. I take another perspective. Yes, I think I'm going to continue to make films, and I hope to continue to make films despite the retrospective, the French Cinémathèque of my films is almost at the end of my career, but I hope it's not. What about the challenges? Yes, and the other question was, what continue to be your challenges in your role as a director? Well, the challenges are to try to achieve producers that continue to put their trust in me and to achieve budgets for my films, but that will always be the case. Okay.
Yes.
Any further questions?
Sí, allá al fondo.
Yes, at the back there. The last time I came here and I was in front of Valeria Sarmiento and Pablo Branco was to discuss the mysteries of Lisbon. I would like to know the way in which those books were reused back to front to turn into a, I know that you've worked with the script and based upon the original book by Castelo Branco. the Father Denise's books, which are a reference in the credits, because you say that it's an inspiration, and Father Denise is one of the characters of the Mysteries of Lisbon. Father Denise is the main character of the Mysteries of Lisbon, and the boys as well, and they're here. Father Denise is here because it's the boys, you will know their story, because it's him, and then we've got to see the Mysteries of Lisbon. That's why you have to see it. Father Denise is them, as I was saying. So if you want to know more about the story of the Black Book, you've got to see Mysteries of Lisbon later so that you know what's going on. Any further questions? If not, I would like to know, could you please explain, especially Valeria, Paolo said that you're fascinated in this world of a romantic novel, but what do you think is the relationship that may exist with the concerns nowadays? There's a why to a certain extent to recover this, all of this code, which might be antiquated, you might say, but you're trying to find, give it a new meaning. How do you work with these materials from an ironic or a standpoint, or from a certain distance away, or on the contrary, directly working upon what those authors wanted to express back then, which is a bit way back in time? I think that cinema is an art, and like any art, it's atemporal. The people have got to tell about the concerns they want and the feelings. Art doesn't have to, can't always be contemplated. You can't contemplate always the present. I think it's fantastic. In art is out of time. It is to say it's atemporal. And that's what I did with this project, to go against the current, against the documentary line of social drama that exists nowadays, because I believe cinema is not only that, it's that as well, but much more, like literature. Literature, the great books quite often have references to Homer and things like this. That's why time in art doesn't count. And that's why this film is just as up-to-date and for today. Depends upon how the people see it and how people feel it. And that, for me, is what I think is important. Valeria, in your work, you've always demonstrated a great interest for popular novels, for this type of stories, that where you work upon feelings and passion in a much more sincere or in a more open or direct way than in other types of literature. Well, what fascinated me in this project was the fate and destiny of this woman. We in Latin America, we know many characters like this, which are the midwives that have created us, brought us up. But I say, so there's also part of my story, because I had a woman who had the same thing, a wet nurse. So therefore, what I said before, to film the destiny or the fate of a woman is just as important as a feminist pamphlet or brochure or propaganda. Okay, there's another question in the front row.
Hola.
Hi. Precisely. The romantic novels, I would like to ask the actors and the young or the boys whether they've read these types of stories, but what if they admire this type of romantic novel, in this case, The Black Book, La Cahier Noire, and what did you feel working upon the script? Because these types of stories is one surprise after another. How do you work upon this? It's not the kind of literature I like, and absolutely no, I don't like romantic novels and Dumas at all. It's difficult for me. Then the problem is to try to portray a character such as a cardinal, for me, that was the tough thing. And to be a father. My work is based upon intuition. And to be a father, portraying a father was very important in cinema. This is very important for me in my work, but not in my life. It's not a revenge, but something similar. To portray the role of a father on the screen, this is the second time, because I did this with Chantal. And with Lou, things were very natural because we're very similar in the way we look, and there was a parallelism. She was running after the boy, and I was running after my daughter. But that's the way I progress in the film, that is in the storyline, better to say, to go from one point to another. Well, I don't like these romantic novels, but I mean, when I was a child, but I did like these kinds of films. I said, whether it's up to date, whether it's in fashion. No, it's not in fashion at all, but I like it. I like it very much because fashion all of a sudden loses fashion when it becomes defashion. It defashions itself when it becomes fashion. The good thing is to surprise oneself. To choose things that are not current or up to date, I think that's quite pleasant. And it reminded me of what I liked when I was a child, and I was very passionate about these stories. I also thought it was very beautiful to tell the story of a woman who's not a woman of today, because we live in a world when women's sacrifice has no value. We don't want to be this kind of woman nowadays, but why not? We could talk about a person who lived in that world of sacrifice and lived those passions and felt those passions. So it doesn't tell what women have to go through nowadays, but I think we've got our stories to tell that we know, in which there are people who live through similar situations. Do you want to add anything, the boys, to whether you like these types of stories or not? No, not too much. Me either, the truth be said. I prefer comics. Like Looky Luke. It's much more fun, or Asterix. I like David Williams' books because it's fun. I don't like to be a character that where you have to die, where they kill you. I don't like that at all. Another question in the front row again. Me again. Did they let you see the entire film, the boys? No. No, we haven't seen it. No, they will be able to see it this evening, both of them. Okay, good. Okay, well, great. Okay, we have to finish with a press conference. Just thank you very much for coming along, and good luck this evening.